Morning. As you know, I spent 24 years in the Air Force, and I've done a lot of briefings in my life. And one of the things they tell you in a briefing is to bluff. The bluff comes first. Bluff stands for bottom line up front. We do that because sometimes the audience may doze off, and we just want to get the point across. So the bottom line up front is this. I am nothing more than a sinner, saved by the grace of God because of my belief in Jesus Christ and his atoning resurrection, and he is my Savior. So if everything else goes out the window, remember that. My testimony is relatively unspectacular. My walk with the Lord has been painfully slow and incremental. It continues to this day, and I don't think I'll ever get it right until I'm called home. In a nutshell, I was born, raised, and educated Roman Catholic. I found out about the salvation of Jesus Christ through the nuns when I was in second grade. They explained to me how sin will keep us out of heaven and will lead us right to hell. They said that Jesus died for our sins, and if we confessed our sins, we would be accepted into heaven when we died. Of course, the only way for a Catholic to confess our sins is to go to confession, which is bad news for a second grader, because I was too young for the confessional at that point. And what are you going to confess? Come on. So I remember one night laying in bed thinking about dying and going to hell and not wanting to do that. I prayed to Jesus about my sins and said I was sorry. So I knew of Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. It was almost impossible for me to develop a relationship with Jesus because there's always the institution that stood between me and the Lord. So what are we going to do? As I was approaching high school age, about the same time the Second Vatican Council convened, and the Catholic Church began to implement changes to their doctrines and practices. Suddenly, traditions that were staunchly upheld, and so staunchly upheld that disobedience meant immediate condemnation. Somehow, they were no longer important. This really confused me. And as I grew more mature in my understanding, it really began to anger me. So I thought, if the church can change these things on a whim, what else have they lied to me about? And I was beginning to doubt not only my Catholic Church, or not only the Catholic Church, but religion in general. Once I left home and joined the Air Force, all my doubts concerning the Catholic institution were magnified. I turned my back on God and tasted all that life had to offer. Kind of like Pinocchio, if you remember the story. Thankfully, like Geppetto, God didn't turn his back on me. He stayed with me and pursued me, even though I'm sure I thoroughly grieved his spirit. And I can see him up there rolling his eyes and shaking his head and says, "Oh, God, dude, what's with this guy?" Well, it wasn't until I met my wife, Kathy, well, she was my wife at the time, that I started to reevaluate my relationship with God. When we met and fell in love, she asked me if I was a Christian because she wouldn't and couldn't marry somebody who wasn't a Christian. As far as I knew at the time, I was a Christian because of my Catholic upbringing. I said I was, and I could answer all the questions concerning Jesus and faith and everything else having to do with church and religion. So soon after we were married, she married me anyway, go figure. So soon after we were married, we got into a discussion concerning the Catholic belief of the assumption of Mary into heaven. And it was in August. I can remember this day as clear as a bell. Kathy asked me where I found that in the Bible. She didn't believe it, so she challenged me on it. So I grabbed the Bible, knowing for sure I could find it. And guess what? Wasn't in there. So, obviously, it was nowhere to be found. But it got me to looking through the scripture to find out what else I believed that wasn't in the book. Well, it started me to seriously reconsider my stance with the Lord. The outcome of this church broke the bonds of Catholicism in me once and for all. So it was after our two children were born that conviction really started to set in. And dads, listen to this. Here I am, the father of two children, responsible for their spiritual walk and education, and I knew I had to get serious about their spiritual leadership, about my spiritual leadership with them. And how was I going to do this when I wasn't sure where I stood? So I was, as I was mumbling, really kept going through this, we got stationed to Lowry Air Force Base up in Aurora, Colorado. And we started to attend a local Christian Missionary Alliance church. It was right around the corner. I did the dad thing and went to church every Sunday with the family because that's what dads did. And Kathy started going to women's Bible study and the kids started getting involved with Awana. And up until this time, the only Christian men I've ever encountered were the turn or burn Bible bullies or the holier than thou guys, you know. And they presented a picture of Jesus that I just didn't want to, I had no desire to hang with. I wanted no part of Christianity. I didn't want any part of what they were selling at that point. And it was then I was standing outside a church waiting for Kathy to bring the kids out of Sunday school, just kind of minding my own business, hanging around. These two guys came up to me, and they asked me if I like to go fishing. I said, yeah. And they said, well, hey, we're going out tonight. Want to come with us? I said, sure. And that's when I met Art and Richie. And it was the beginning of a really deep friendship. And these guys were rough and tumble guys. I mean, they didn't have soft hands and they didn't say praise the Lord all the time. They were guys, you know. And they showed me a different Jesus. They showed me a Jesus that, you know, if you pardon me, Jesus is a guy that if you wanted to sit down and have a beer with, you could sit down and have a beer with and really, really get to talk about. So since we had a lot of similarities, they were young guys, they had young families. We had our young family. We started to hang out together. And Art and Richie showed me this different Jesus, and much different than other men I encountered. So we became involved in church activities. All of a sudden, I found myself teaching fourth grade Sunday school. And then I got involved with Awanas, which had more benefit to me than it did the kids, let me tell you. Because coming from a Catholic background, I had really no functional knowledge of the Bible, how to read it, how to study it. But learning teaching fourth grade Sunday school at such a very elementary level and teaching Awanas, I really got to learn to appreciate what Scripture had to say, how to read the Bible, how to study it, and how to tell others about it. So our families got together often. We liked to go camping as a group, and oftentimes would sit around late at night around the campfire and just kind of hang or fly. For those of you not in the military, that's when you talk a lot. It was one of these camping trips. We were at the Red Hill Forest. It was late at night, and we got to talking about Jesus and what he'd done, and it hit me all of a sudden. I was overwhelmed with feelings of sorrow and gratitude both, because it suddenly dawned on me the implications and the impact of what Christ had done. And it was then there that I, as an adult, I finally gave myself fully to, well, as fully as I could at the time, to Jesus. Now that was the easy part. You know, that's the first step's always the easiest. And my growth has been arduous. You see, giving your life to Christ means allowing him access to all facets of your life. All those hidden recesses where you hide things, you know. And that's hard to turn over, especially for a man. Pride gets in the way. I can handle this. No, I can't. So this has been an ongoing process. It's painful. And sometimes I'm an embarrassment to Jesus. But I persevere and continue to run this path that's set before me. So guys, don't give up. Keep going. I am thankful for God's love and patience. I am dismayed and totally perplexed that God loves me and has chosen me to be his child. I don't fully understand the depth of his love, but I accept it fully. So, my eyeballs are sweating. It's hard to read when your eyeballs sweat. So, my journey continues. In the words of Martin Luther, "Hier stehe ich, ich kann nicht anderes tun," which means, "Here I stand, I can do no other, all to God's glory." Thank you for staying awake.